I love the story. You would have probably caught up with it by now, but there was a hitchhiker by the name of Scott Hildebrand. Mm. He arrived in Brisbane, wanted to go to Byron. Who picked him up?
Thor.
Yes, he did. But the twist of this little tale is Scott the hitchhiker from America did not know that Thor is our very own Chris Hemsworth.
No, he travels the world as a great musician. He just doesn't get out much.
Is that right, Scott?
Yeah, it is right. I had no idea who he was at the time, and I just thought he was a really nice guy, and which he is, and it was really cool. Like, I had no idea.
Okay, now look, we're talking about getting the helicopter ride, Chris Hemsworth, and all of that. But can I just back up a little bit? As a hitchhiker, how long does it take to get picked up these days?
Well, yeah, actually, I'm pretty new to hitchhiking, and I just figured I'd give it a try because it's pretty expensive to get from Brisbane Airport to Byron Bay. It's like $60, which is like, yeah, kind of expensive. So I was like, yeah, I'll try hitchhiking. I've seen people doing it in Byron, and Australia seems pretty safe. And I was just using my good judgment. Like, I wasn't going to get in a random car. But they seemed to use their judgment too. Like, they said they saw me at first, and then they're like, well, this will be hilarious if we pick him up and bring him in a helicopter, but let's do like one more circle just to make sure he's not like a serial killer or something. So they drove around again, and yeah, they saw me with my guitar, and they said they had a nice smile, so they picked me up. And I was just really lucky, honestly, like, so nice.
Scott, you get into someone's car, they seem like lovely lads, you know, it's Chris Hemsworth and his personal trainer, but when they turn off to the airport, was there not a little alarm bell inside going, okay, I'm actually being kidnapped and I'll probably never see my friends and family ever again?
No, I mean, I just feel like with people you can read, especially if it's multiple people, like the chance of like four people in a car being all like crazy is pretty unlikely. Like, everyone was so sweet, and like they had surfboards, and you know, they're clearly like on their way to go surfing, and I had no idea that we were going to be driving to a helipad in a few minutes. But I thought even it was lucky just that they're going surfing in Byron, I'm going to Byron, you know?
Probably I should have introduced you to my on-air partner, worst case scenario, Wilkes. What do you mean, Chris Hemsworth, who plays Thor, taking me in a helicopter? I reckon you're going to murder me.
Well, just on that, when did you actually tweak that this is not just some regular Aussie bloke going for a surf? This is one of the biggest stars on the planet.
Yeah, I mean, after they said we're going to switch vehicles and then I was like, okay, that's kind of weird, but I'm fine, like, whatever. And I said I'd offer to pitch gas, and I was like, yeah, I'll pay for some gas, of course. And they're like, oh, it's gonna be $4,000. And then, like, just joking, and I was like, oh, what's going on? That was when I was like, okay, who are you guys? And we pulled up to the helicopter, and his friend was like, his personal trainer friend was like, that's Chris Hemsworth, Thor. And then I was just like, no, I couldn't believe it. Like, it just seems surreal. It still seems surreal, you know? You never expect that to happen.
You know, they might be saying you're one of the luckiest guys in the world, but I think we've all come to the conclusion that his personal trainer is the second luckiest guy in the world. What a good gig!
Yeah, and they're just great friends, too. Like, it's really nice that you could tell he's a nice guy because he's got, like, really good friends surrounding him. And, they're just really, like, down to earth, and they like my music as well. They're really interested in my music, and it was really nice. He listens to my tunes right now. I don't know right now, but like he listens to my songs, and he liked them, and so that's pretty cool. He used it for the video that he posted. He used one of my songs, which is like so amazing. And well, got a lot of people interested.
You know what, Scott? I keep going back to Chris's Instagram post. You need to go through it because Chris being Chris, some of the most other biggest stars on the planet have actually commented on his little jaunt with you. And I'm talking Robert Downey Jr. I'm talking Tim Cahill. I don't know whether you're into soccer, but he's one of ours. But the list of stars that are now impressed by this story is endless. So who knows who's listening to your music?
Yeah, that's so cool. Like, I'm so thankful for that. And never expected it. But just want to try to spread my music and good vibes as much as I can. You know, it's a really cool opportunity.
I think we tracked down a bit of your... did we track down a song, Rise?
Yeah, this is...
So we've got something from Scotty so people can get a feel of what it might be.
This is called Ready to Fly.
Yeah.
I got my ticket, I'm all packed up and I'm ready to fly. I'm ready to fly.
I feel like, as soon as I hear that, I feel like sitting relaxing somewhere and having a coffee.
Absolutely.
Oh, nice. Thank you.
Oh, well, Scott, enjoy your travels around Australia. Be safe. Don't think that every person that picks you up in Australia is as nice as Chris Hemsworth, okay?
Never, ever, ever get into a car with a guy called Ivan.
Okay?
Cool. Thank you so much for calling.
That's all right.
Are you coming in Newcastle, Scott? You're going to be down this way, Newcastle on the East Coast?
Yeah. In about 2 weeks, I'm going to be in a little less than a week, actually. I'm doing a tour down the East Coast, so I'll be in Newcastle probably in the next week and a half.
Do you want to come into the studio and maybe sing a song for us?
I would love to, yeah.
Beautiful. Deal.
Done. We will get in contact with you. We'll get Nikki, our producer, to give you another buzz, and we'll get all your details, and we'll get you to come in the studio, and we'll put you on the radio with your songs.
Nice. That'd be amazing. Thank you.
Thanks, Scott. Take care.
All right. Have a good one.
Bye-bye. And for kiddies at home, don't just go thinking that you're going to go out hitchhiking and Chris Hemsworth is going to pick you up. It doesn't always end that well.
No, especially if Ivan picks you up.